This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And it's Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. Weather forecast for today in the Metroplex: cloudy as the front lifts from the north. Scattered showers as well. As far as the rain, it's going to last through next week, but nothing severe in the weather forecast as of yet. Segment this morning is brought to you by our good friends over at Frankel & Frankel, 214-333-3333, or truckwreck.com, Tolos, in case you've been involved in an accident and it's not your fault. Principal office, Dallas, Texas, and a shout-out to Soda, state-of-the-art weight loss.
Rodgers takes, fakes the handoff, looks to throw, lofts it down the middle, lifts out, got it! And he's gone! He is gone! Touchdown! The Packers with a dagger! 31-18! Allen Lazard, 58 yards!
That was a call from the Green Bay Packers NFC playoff win over the weekend. Packers Radio. This is Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Thank you for being a Tolo. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. So part of the craziness of doing this show with Choppy is he's messed up my thinking with a lot of things. I'll have a natural opinion, and then I'm like, well, what's the opposite of it? Because RJ wants to find, you know, a lot of times the other side. He's a defense attorney. He could get you out of anything.
Dang right, I can.
He can come up with an excuse for anything. So when there's like an obvious, undebatable opinion out there, I'm like, RJ will find a way. And that kind of screws up my mind because I'm like, all right, what are the angles that he's going to come at it with and try to challenge it, and how do we avoid a fight on the radio? I don't think you can do it with this one, but I know you will try. Mike McCarthy is the butt of all NFL jokes this week, right now. Other talk shows, other topics, other articles, all saying, and I 1,000,000% agree with it, that Mike McCarthy looks terrible with the current status of Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Picture yourself in your job, no matter what you do. You leave, and the company has record high years of production or revenue with someone who replaced you over a 2-year span. Like, that's pretty hard not to feel terrible about. If one of us leave this show and the ratings go up through the roof and you have an all-time great radio run, mm-hmm. I would think that person who left would feel pretty crappy about themselves and say, dang, maybe I was an issue. Maybe I was a problem. Mike McCarthy leaves the Packers and they go 26-6. Since his departure. Back-to-back title games. The quarterback that many left for dead, including people at this radio station and on this show, is the no-doubt MVP winner. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to kill McCarthy for this year's record too much because he didn't have his quarterback and he didn't have his offensive line. But there's pretty much no way around it. Challenge issue to you, RJ Choppy, that if you're Mike McCarthy and you don't look at the Green Bay Packers and look at yourself in the mirror for a long, 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 long time and ask, why are they thriving and why is everyone there merry and happy now that I'm gone? then you really are delusional. It looks terrible for Mike McCarthy. And if I was Jerry Jones and I'm a Cowboy fan, RJ's writing things down. You can hear his patented pen click.
I can already defend Mike McCarthy here.
If you're Jerry Jones or a Cowboys fan, I have a sick feeling in the pit of my stomach over what is happening in Green Bay since Mike McCarthy is gone.
This is not a defense of Mike McCarthy being the right guy for the Cowboys. I'm not saying that. But I could easily say that the Packers' resurgence has nothing to do with Mike McCarthy leaving. It has everything to do with Aaron Rodgers playing as an elite quarterback again. This year, Aaron Rodgers' adjusted net yards per attempt is 8.89. In his previous his last two seasons with McCarthy, it was 6.96 and a career low 5.99. In 2014, it was over 8.5. It was 8.65 with McCarthy. In 2011, it was 9.39. That's one of the highest in NFL history with Mike McCarthy. Aaron Rodgers' QBR this year was an 84.3. That is stupid high. With his last two seasons, it was 52.5 and 58. It has also been almost 84 with Mike McCarthy as the coach. Aaron Rodgers played poorly. I shouldn't say poorly. He didn't play like Aaron Rodgers. He played like a washed-up version of Aaron Rodgers. And then this year he had a major resurgence. Mike McCarthy can only do, as the coach, so much.
Well,
it's so much based on the quarterback. Aaron Rodgers isn't playing great again because of Matt LaFleur is some genius. He's playing great again because he's great again.
Well, I wouldn't accept that as a total excuse that I buy. Mike McCarthy ran his offense in Green Bay. Mike McCarthy was the Sean McVay to Aaron Rodgers. There's a Bleacher Report article, don't ever forget, detailing how Aaron Rodgers thought that Mike McCarthy was a dumbass, a football dumbass, and that Aaron Rodgers would mouth to the sideline, I reread the article last night. Dumb blanking call. Roll his eyes. Have these blanking contests between play calls. I'm going to change it, and I'm going to do what I want. The Tony Romo, Jason Garrett accusations that were out there. So Mike McCarthy, until the very end, was in control of the Packers' offense. And I think if you hooked Aaron Rodgers up to a lie detector, he would say that Mike McCarthy should not have been calling our plays anymore, or that he got stale and he got generic and he got predictable, because that's what that article from Bleacher Report detailed. So that would line right up with McCarthy walking out the door and the Packers changing some things up offensively. That I agree with you. Physically, it's got to be on Rodgers, but a guy can have his play drop because of the system that he's in, especially if he disagrees with it or doesn't like it. And that system was Mike McCarthy's.
Well, that's fair. Now, we don't know the inner workings. Like, you know, maybe Aaron Rodgers just...
Same thing with Tom Brady, by the way. Tom Brady, as I told all you guys, didn't suck because Tom Brady was done. Tom Brady sucked in New England at the end because he was throwing the bums. And now, magically, Tom Brady, like, got better physically. No. Tom Brady has Hall of Fame weapons around him and a coach who goes to sleep at night thinking about scoring points. So kind of the same premise. The system and the talent, I think, can contribute to your success.
Yeah, I just think Rodgers is still throwing to the same guy as he was last year and the year before. But he had Devontae Adams. Valdez-Scantling was there. He's just playing better. I think Rodgers was engaging in some CYA. Oh, you know, I'm blaming Mike McCarthy for this. It's common. Players do this. Coaches do this. They will cover their own ass, and they will blame somebody else for their shortcomings when they're playing poorly. Rodgers had no problem with Mike McCarthy's system when he was 15-1. He had no problem.
How long ago was that?
That was a long time ago. That was, 2011. He had no problem with Mike McCarthy's system when they were 12-4 in 2014 or when they were 10-6 in 2016. He had no problem.
And that's when 5 years ago. There's a lot. I mean, but there's a lot of people who compare Mike McCarthy to Jason Garrett who follow the Packers in that. And that's why we're worried that Mike McCarthy sold us a bill of goods.
Maybe he did.
That's why we're worried that that NFL Network piece was fluff.
Of course
that's why we're worried that McCarthy lied in the opening press conference when he said, I watched every snap of Dallas Cowboys football last year.
Of course.
All I'm saying is there's a concern. There was a concern out of Green Bay that McCarthy was just as stale and just as predictable as Jay Jeezy. Now, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to compare X's and O's and how new school the Cowboys offense is compared to Scott Linehan and Jason Garrett. I'm just telling you what I read over and over and over and heard from Packers people when McCarthy got this job. But so I can't prove X's and O's wise that Mike McCarthy was this new school revolutionary person in 2011 and he just got old and stale. Maybe he did continue to evolve. Maybe he did continue to change the Packers offense as NFL trends continued over the years. I'm just telling you what one of the knocks.
Oh yeah, I get it. Yeah, and of course it's there. And you know, and I think a lot of that is, you know, when this coach leaves and this one comes in and they automatically do good, the easy, sometimes lazy take is, well, this makes the other guy look bad. But the other guy also went 15-1. He also went 10-6. He also went 12-4. He also won the Super Bowl. So he was good at some point.
Yeah.
And to me, this goes back to, you know, how much do coaches really matter? Mike McCarthy was good enough to be great at one point, and then he wasn't. And how much, you know, if he could dip and play, so could his quarterback. And maybe he dipped in coaching because his quarterback dipped in play. Or maybe his quarterback dipped in play because McCarthy dipped in coaching. We don't know. We don't know. But the more likely thing is that Aaron Rodgers played poorly for whatever reason. Maybe he was hurt. Maybe he was, you know, losing interest. And the Jordan
a lot
Love,
of people, a lot of people, yes, go ahead.
Jordan
exactly
Love's draft pick lit a fire under his butt. Maybe that's what it was. There's a lot of things that go into this. The easy answer is sometimes the one we find out first. It's not always the right one, but it's the easy one. I like easy too, by the way.
That's what she said. Michael Lombardi, former NFL GM, said Jordan Love deserves the MVP this year. Jordan Love deserves all the credit for lighting the fire. Now, does that mean Aaron Rodgers started, like, working a lot harder? Does that mean Aaron Rodgers started studying a lot harder because he felt so offended and ticked off? I just think on the surface, man, it looks really, really bad. It looks really, really terrible that the Packers are 26-6 in back-to-back title games, and Aaron Rodgers looks like a new happy person, and Mike McCarthy is gone in those 2 years.
Man, there are a lot of people chiming in on this one, and I think it's a fair point, and you'll probably get – someone's probably going to get roasted for this. Rodgers is single for the first time in a while. Less stress on his life. Can we just admit it? It was Danica's fault. How many times have people said this about athletes when they get into relationships, married, kids, whatever?
Yeah, but
priorities
change. He's got a new girlfriend, so that one doesn't hold any weight. He broke up with Danica, and he got another brunette. He loves brunettes as much as you do. So
hey, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
He's got a girlfriend. So next, what's the next one?
Well,
Shailene Woodley.
Is she as needy as Danica?
Ah, okay, okay.
Because Danica's getting pulled in every direction.
That.
Oh, he's got to go to the Indy 500. He's got to go over here. He's got to go to this beach. He's got to film her doing yoga. She's got a handstand she has to do. 48 takes. He's sitting there holding the camera.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.